This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been talking a lot the whole past couple of days on this program of the foreign exchange markets, of the rising dollar and the falling everything else. Seems natural then to follow up with this. What does one do with one's dollars and euros and yen once the trades are finished? One puts them in the bank is what one does, which is why the Federal Reserve's bank stress tests this week are where we will start. Two European outfits, Deutsche Bank and Santander, flat out failed the tests. Three of the American banks, that'd be Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Morgan Stanley, just squeaked by. And Bank of America got sent back with a big fat redo. None of the banks here in the States flunked outright. But those passing grades, well, they are a little bit like the ones that restaurants get from the local health inspector. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn explains.
If the stress test was a restaurant health inspection, it would happen randomly, or when someone calls in a complaint, like in the movie Ratatouille.
Health inspector.
I wish to report a rat infestation.
Compared to that, the stress tests are much more predictable.
Kent Smetters is a professor at the Wharton School. He says it's fine the banks know the inspection dates and even the names of inspectors in advance because he can't really fake a bank balance sheet.
Whereas a restaurant, if they actually knew when the inspector was coming, they could actually have unclean floors and unsanitary conditions.
And just hose it down at the right moment. Banks have to clear a slightly higher bar, proving they can weather a simulated financial disaster. That's like a kitchen proving it can survive a hurricane. But that do-over Bank of America has to do, analyst Mike Mayo says that suggests a problem with the process.
It would be similar to going to a restaurant and saying, the food tastes good, the service is fine, and then you walk back in the kitchen and you see somebody's using their hands with fingernails that are unclean.
That kind of offense might immediately shut down the Chinese restaurant down the street. Banks get a second chance.
Yes, well, look, if the Chinese restaurant down the street were part of an enormous firm that was supplying 20% of all food to all Americans, I think it would be a different conversation.
MIT professor Simon Johnson says American regulators tend to treat the big banks with kid gloves because they're so big and complicated and interconnected. But it's that complexity that makes it hard to predict their vulnerabilities.
The task for the Fed is like going to look at a country and trying to understand all the dimensions of a country and how it all fits together and where the risk could come from.
And the barely passing grades for those four American banks, in his opinion, that's like the health department giving a restaurant the grade just above giving people food poisoning. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
Oh, good. Food poisoning, right?